Blog Talk Radio.
J.O. on the track.
For tuning in to the show, and welcome. You're listening live to the Frank Williams Show, and I am your host, Frank Williams. Hey, thanks guys for tuning in to the show, and welcome. Now, I guess before we get started, let's do a few things. Today's weather right now is 50 degrees in the ATL. And we're looking at a high today. We had 60 degrees was our high today. Low tonight, 42. Okay. And going on into the morning, we're talking about 61 on tomorrow, 61 Wednesday, 60 Thanksgiving and partly cloudy, 36 Thursday night. So it's going to be pretty cold Thanksgiving evening. So you guys should go ahead and get your Thanksgiving dinners out the way and lay back and get warm. Build a cozy something fire. How did that go? A cozy knit fire or what? I don't know. I don't remember, but some kind of cozy fire. So build a cozy fire in the fireplace and just take it easy, okay? I know you guys are going to be with family and all and having a great time. I hope you guys stay warm, stay careful, and be good to one another, right? And things will definitely work out. Now, today's word of the day is, let's get it here, bombonate. Bombonate, B-O-M-B-I-N-A-T-E, bombonate. Bombonate is a verb, and it means to make a sustained, deep, murmuring, humming, or buzzing sound. Bombonate. bombinate to make a sustained, deep, murmuring, humming, or buzzing sound is bombinate. Now, today's show is being brought to you by our sponsor, CPA on Duty. For all of your tax or accounting needs, call the certified public accounting firm of CPA on Duty. You can reach them at 770-732-0244. Whether you have personal taxes, personal accounting, corporate taxes, corporate accounting, and even IRS issues, the professionals at CPA on Duty can help you with your concerns. Give them a call today, 770-732-0244. And please don't forget to mention that the Frank Williams Show sent you. Now, the call in number to the show is 818-301-5834. That's 818-301-5834. Call in, listen live to the show. And if you'd like to make a comment or give your opinion on today's episode, just press the number one on your keypad, put you on the air. Okay? 818-301-5834. Now, let's see. Before we get into the show, I know in Atlanta here, we just closed, you know, we got a new stadium, right? The Mercedes-Benz Stadium. Top of the line, everything. And, we had a nice dome next door already called the Georgia Dome. It'd been here for 25 years. I've attended a few events there and all this, but today they imploded it. And that means they set off explosives inside in a way that makes the building tumble down inside. You know what I'm saying? It doesn't blow up and knock everything out outside that away. It implodes. Okay? It doesn't explode. It implodes. And it's amazing something like that to see something like that. It's like you have these huge tall buildings downtown and they get old, right? We don't have buildings down there that was built in the 20s or 1900s, right? I'm sure there's some around, but the buildings downtown are maybe fairly new. And when they close those buildings and they want to build something else there, they have to tear that building down some kind of way. And the easiest thing to do with a big steel building like that, you have to implode it. That means you can put explosives in the foundation, blow it out, and everything will crumble inside. It won't blow outside. It won't explode. It'll implode. And it really is amazing to see a huge structure like that just crumble inside like that. It is amazing. It was amazing. And but anyway, that's what happened today here in Atlanta, and a lot of people talking about it. You can go see all kinds of videos online about it, and really, it is really, really fascinating. Okay? So check that out and do your thing. And before we get into the show, you know, tonight, Monday Night Football, we got the Falcons and the Seahawks, Atlanta Falcons, Seattle Seahawks. You know, it's always raining in Seattle. No different today. It's not raining much right now, but who knows how the weather's going to be at game time. But we had a great game when we played in the rain against the Jets earlier, a few weeks ago. And we beat the Jets pretty good. And then we got the Seattle's missing a lot of key people on defense. So I believe that we're gonna beat Seattle tonight. No, we don't have Devontae Freeman tonight. He's in concussion protocol, so he won't be back till next Sunday's game. And we got a rough schedule the rest of the way. Okay, I mean, really, we have Carolina again. We got Tampa Bay again. We have New Orleans twice. And someone else. Who knows? But we really do have a tough sled ahead of us. We can do it. I'm kind of scared of the, Saints. They are looking good, man. They are looking really good. But anyway, that's enough about that. Let's get into today's show. Today's show is entitled, What Do Women Need Men For? Okay, I know that's kind of funny, you asking that. What do women need men for? And when you think about it, it may be the obvious. Okay, we know about the obvious as far as, companionship or whatever, things like that. But, some women might say they don't need a man. They don't need men. But I believe that those are women who haven't found the right man for their lives yet. And you may be a single woman for the rest of your life. I mean, some women go through life and they never get married or have a long-term friend that they can do lots of things with. Because, I'm not just saying women need men for companionship. Some women need men for like protection. Okay. And when you think about it, that's a big part of women and their reasons to have a man. Sometimes it's strictly for protection and security. And, a lot of people say, I need my husband because he provides financially. Well, yeah, we do that as well. But there are a lot of things that women need men for. Okay? Women need men for. And so think about that. And I'd like for some women that are listening to the show to call in and say, okay, Frank, I don't need a man. Or Frank, I need a man for this. I need a man for that. So call into the show. Answer that question. 818-301-5834 is our number to the show. But and if not, it's no big deal, but I'd like for a young lady, even a young man to call in and say, what do women need men for? Okay? And so, some women like to say that they're independent. They don't need a man. And then I heard another woman say that she was, she's been with, different men, and it just hasn't worked out. So she doesn't think she needs a man. And like I say, that may be true because, again, everyone is not the same. Okay? People are different. Some women are different. And they get to be very independent. And, a lot of men like that about a woman. She's independent. She doesn't need me. She doesn't need my money or whatever. And they like those type of women. Or they don't want to. Some women say they don't need a man because they don't want to make the commitment to a relationship. Okay? And because of that, you know, I don't know. It may be just that, you know, that you grew up in a household that you didn't have a father around. So that the man thing isn't attractive to you. Okay? But I still do think that women need men, just like men need women. It works hand in hand, you know. You know, you need a man to take your dirty laundry to the laundry room. You need the man to take your, you know, to kill a bug when he's in the house. You need a man to take the trash out. I mean, we men have 15, 20 different jobs. We, you know, with a pest control man, like I said, we, you know, killing bugs. Some women hate bugs. They'll run at the sight of a bug. And then they call their husband, hey, come kill this bug. It's a huge spider in the house. Come kill this bug. And you run in there and you kill the bug. So you're a pest control man. And then, you know, something happens to the car and, you know, if your woman's out in the car, she, you know, she's going to call you and say something's wrong with the car, you know, I need my tire changed or whatever. Then you turn into a mechanic. Okay. Then you're the garbage man because you come home, you have to empty the garbage. Okay. You're a handyman. You know, you come home and something's broken, you run to Home Depot and get it and come back and, hey, I'm replacing it. Okay? And so you turn into the plumber or whatever, you know. So we got many, many a jobs. And then, you know, you think about, of course, the obvious of having, you know, being the, you then you had to come home, you had to be the porn star, right? you had to be the porn star in the bedroom. So, because, hey, if you don't, somebody else will, right? So you had to be careful of that, for sure. And, you know, I'm not trying to offend anyone or anything like that, but, hey, it's real, right? It's real. What do women need men for? 818-301-5834 is the number to the show. And again, just like I said, women need men just like men need women. You would never hear that word, that you'll never hear that phrase come out of my mouth saying, I don't need a woman. Never. Never. And it may be because I grew up with women or whatever, you know, all my life. But, you know, I love women. And I'm not saying I'm a woman chaser, chasing women all the time. But I do. I love women. I think they're, you know, beautiful creatures. That's why I have one. Right? That's why I have one. I have a caller from the 404 area code. The first three digits are 863. Let's see. Caller, you're live on the show with Frank Williams. Who's this and where you calling from?
What the hell going on, son?
Hey, man, what's going on?
Shit, nothing much. I am pressure washing the sidewalk inside of the house. God damn it. I'm sorry. This I got all this. No lost daylight. Still out here. But I was listening to the topic of the show. Well, why do women need men? You got more women out here got women. And get more cootie cat than I am when I sleep beside a woman every night.
Yeah.
So So you got to watch. Yeah, why would you say on this show, man? I was at the mall the other day. I said, man, that's a nice old girl. Huh? I said, oh, dude, lucky. And they got up on me. It was another woman just she had her hand wrapped around. I said, that boy, look at him.
Yeah,
you gotta be careful.
They got that look and that walk just like a man.
But you get up on them and check them out. Yeah,
they women, but you wouldn't know until you get up on them and check them out.
Hey man, I don't know what the hell going on. I don't know if it's in the water. You remember, church's chicken, the chicken getting bigger. I don't know what it's in now, man. You got more women, got more women than men got women.
Yeah, yeah, but you know. But that whole thing that whole thing there about we got into a society now where we open up to these gay folks and give them them an avenue and all that to be out there. So it they popping out the woodwork like ants.
Oh man, that shit! I don't know, man. I don't discriminate against them, brother. It was Circus City, and two of them got the organ in front of me. Oh, I just hate you. What you think about this? What you think about her? Two beautiful women, man. What you think about her? She just being a bitch. I said, shit, I'm trying to figure out how I can get between both of you. y'all know all you want, but hell, I help make up with both of you. Hey, that's what I'm trying to figure out. Oh man, they just fell out laughing in the store. I said, I'm just telling you the truth.
Yeah.
I don't care what y'all do, but hell, I want to be the middleman.
Yeah.
Man. Yeah, but all them, don't put no strap on my wife. I'm laying up there with her. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you gotta be careful with that now.
Boy, what you talking about? You wake up in the middle of the night and there's some grease on the nightstand and your back hurts. You already know what it is.
Yeah, you already know what the hell.
Yeah. And it'd be murder suicide then.
you know it.
Yeah. What's going on with you, man? You all right?
Yes, sir. I'm doing good, man. You all right?
Oh yeah, man. Yeah, getting ready.
Yeah,
getting ready for this Thanksgiving so we can you know what's on my mind of the hot sauce and chitlin. Everybody don't eat chitlin. I'm gonna goddamn sure get me some of.
There it is.
But yeah, man, I just had to call in about that show because like I said, you got more women, got women and men here now. And they're making it legal.
Yeah. Yeah.
So you might want to revitalize this show by tomorrow.
we got something to talk about. That's all.
That's it. Okay, man.
Yeah.
I'll talk at you.
Hey, appreciate your call, though, bro.
You got it, man.
All right. And so you know, and that's true. Just like the caller said, you know, you got these some women out here that got more women than men have women, okay? But still, I think you get to a point where, you know, women still need men. Even these so-called, you know, lesbian women or the gay women or whatever you want to call them, they get to a point, I think, where you know, they've been with a woman, and then for some reason they wanna be with a man. Okay? And I know that I don't believe that true lesbians or true gay women go back to men. But there are a lot of gay women who go back to men. And then there are gay men that are so-called on the down low. They be with guys and then they turn around and be with women. So it's on both sides. There's women that be with women, and then they be with men as well. Men that be with men, and then they be with women as well. I think that's very, very upsetting to me. But, hey, it happens. Right? It happens. And when you think about it that way, yeah, women need men just like men need women. 818-301-5834 is the number to the show. So, got a few more minutes left in the show. And again, I wanted to say to everyone, I'm going to do a show tomorrow. I'm going to do a show on Wednesday, not doing a show Thursday, of course, and maybe Friday. But I'm taking my wife out on Friday, so I may not do a show Friday. But I will be here tomorrow and Wednesday. And so Wednesday, I'd like you guys to call in and give me a little rundown of what you're going to have for Thanksgiving. I know the caller that just called in, he's looking at hot sauce and chitlins. Well, I hadn't had chitlins in a long time. My mom died in 2005. And I probably hadn't had a good batch of chitlins since she died. And she used to do them, you know, at Thanksgiving and Christmas. But, you know, you can't eat. you can't eat anybody's chitlins. You just can't. Because everybody doesn't cook them the same. Everybody doesn't clean them the same. And everything. So, you know, I just hadn't had any. And, a lot of my family that I have by marriage, they don't really do the chitlins. Okay. So that's something that I hadn't had in a while. But, I like them when they done right. But you can't eat anyone's chitlins. So you're invited to, if you're invited to Thanksgiving dinner by someone, coworker, friend, what have you, you go to their house and they got chitlins on the stove. If you're a chitlin man or if you're a chitlin woman, I'd say be very cautious of eating anyone's chitlins. Okay, be very cautious of that. And but I think that you guys are gonna have a beautiful, beautiful Thanksgiving, a great weekend. We going into the holiday season, and I think about my mom so much at this time of year because this was her favorite time of the year. This was her favorite time of the year. And, I think about her every day. But this time of year makes me think about her even more. And I better get off now because I feel my eyes tearing up. And, she was just a beautiful person. And, what else can I say? All right. But anyway, hey, you guys have a great weekend, a great night. I won't say weekend yet because I'll be back with you tomorrow and Wednesday. So I'm going to have another great show for you tomorrow. So call in, listen in, and we'll be back then. Hey, take care of yourselves, guys, and I'll catch you guys in about 23 and a half hours. This Frank, I'm over and I'm out. Take care, guys. I'll see you.
Wait. Three. Woo. Ah. Doing 80 in a 60 ticket. Cause I ain't had a pussy in a minute, in a minute. I told her when I get it, I'ma hit it, I'ma hit it. Told me that she wanted, I'll be there when I finish. Oh, girl, I'm on the way. I just left the club and I'm about to make a play. I'm on the way. Wait. She told me that she cooking. I said, gonna make a plate. I'm on the way. Hey, hey, hey.